Good evening. Here are this afternoon's main news stories, brought to you by rtltoday.lu. Starting with COVID, the latest figures from the Ministry of Health show that 769 new infections were confirmed over the last 24 hours from 3,188 tests. No new deaths were reported, leaving the total in Luxembourg since the start of the pandemic at 979. According to Statec, Luxembourg's annual inflation rate has dropped from 4.1% to 3.5%. The agency puts this down to the impact of winter sales, without which the rate would have been at 4.7%. Effectively, this means that inflation remains on the rise. This is in large part due to oil seeing a 50% year-on-year increase, gas 23% and heating oil 80%. The Netherlands said on Tuesday it will drop almost all coronavirus restrictions, the latest European country to try to return to normal despite still high Omicron variant infections. Dutch bars, restaurants and nightclubs will go back to pre-pandemic opening hours, and health passes will be scrapped by the 25th of February, according to the health minister. Social distancing and face masks will no longer be obligatory in most places, while the quarantine period for those with COVID-19 will be shortened to 5 days. China may take advantage of the Ukraine crisis and do something provocative in Asia, while Western powers are focused on defusing tensions with Russia, a US general warned on Wednesday. Russia's deployment of more than 100,000 troops on Ukraine's border has triggered fears in Washington and other Western capitals of a looming invasion. General Kenneth Wilsbach, the head of US Pacific Air Forces, noted that China had aligned itself with Russia in the crisis, raising questions about own intentions in Asia. Staying on the subject of the Ukraine, US Secretary of State Antony Blinken said today that the US had seen no evidence of a significant Russian withdrawal of its military forces from Ukraine's borders, despite Moscow's claims. You can follow the latest developments and news alerts on this situation in our dedicated Ukraine live ticker on rtltoday.lu. And finally, Meteolux have issued an orange alert as strong winds are expected on Wednesday evening and Thursday morning, reaching as high as 110 kilometers per hour. These weather conditions can damage houses and break branches of trees, or indeed topple trees onto roads, so do take care outside. That's it for this evening. For more on these stories and the latest news, head on over to rtltoday.lu.